This is Tweetminster at a Labour Party conference with Sean Simons. Sean, were you surprised by the Sun's front cover today?
I was surprised to the extent that I honestly didn't realise that the Sun had been theoretically supporting Labour for the last few years. For at least the last 2 years, I think the Sun has been relentlessly, brutally and unfairly critical of the Labour government, and I'm sure that does make a difference. We don't get a fair crack of the media whip, and sure, it would be better if more newspapers and broadcast organisations were less antagonistic, more prepared to tell it like it is. But there's no doubt at all that we can win despite it, and certainly the Sun having formally changed its endorsement, its allegiance, I don't think really makes any difference at all. Drip, drip, drip for years, bound to make a difference, but it has been going on for years, and in that sense, there's no change.
And what about the timing, tactically, straight after Gordon Brown's speech?
Well, it's a bit cynical, but it's not the end of the world. It was a good speech in which he said a lot of important things, he announced a lot of important new policies. I think he got his message across. I think the choice is beginning to crystallise for people, and I think that process of crystallisation, maybe it will take 6 months, but then if need be, we've got 6 months. I thought the most telling point was when he talked about the recession and the handling of it. I think over the next 6 months, people will think more and more and more of that. They will realise the extent to which, as the stories start to get told, not just in Britain but across the world, the extent to which the whole world was on the brink of the most extraordinarily cataclysmic financial crisis since the war, at the very least, and the extent to which, with bravery and good judgment, this government, led by Gordon Brown, with Alistair Darling at the helm in the Treasury, called it absolutely bang on right in the face of lots of opposition from the Conservative Party, who, faced with the most important choice for generations, got it absolutely wrong.
Excellent. And one last question. Considering Sarah Brown's huge popularity at the conference and her massive following on Twitter, do you think the PM should get on Twitter?
Surely it can only be a matter of time before there is some sort of at least Brown-badged Twitter account. I'm not sure if I can ever imagine him becoming addicted to hourly Twitter updates of exactly what he's doing, but some sort of, you know, Gordon Brown's office or something type Twitter account can't be much longer coming, surely.
So, Sean Simons, thank you very much.